So this is December, and in December, we encourage devotees to go out on book distribution because it's Christmas time, and during Christmas time, people are in a very good mood, they're in a charitable mood. But I want to tell a little story how we discovered what we now call the Christmas Marathon. It was in Los Angeles in 1972, and the stores that the devotees were distributing books at stayed open late, like till midnight. Devotees weren't aware of that. And it was a few days before Christmas, and so all the last-minute shoppers are there. So the stores are maybe 5 times, 10 times more crowded than normal. And people are also like 5 times more charitable. So one of the devotees decided instead of coming back at normally like 9 o'clock, he would just stay out. He couldn't really pull himself away because so many people were taking books, and it just seemed like the wrong thing to just leave. And he stayed out to like midnight, maybe, or 11. He stayed out. The store was still open when he left, and he thought, well, devotees will be waiting for him. He should come back because he doesn't want to keep them waiting awake late at night. And he comes back, and there's nobody there. And it turns out he was the first one back, but everybody ended up staying out. Everybody realized at this time of year, people are charitable and there's so many people out shopping. So that was the history of the Christmas Marathon. So I think this first year was like 2 or 3 days before Christmas they discovered it. And the next year they did a marathon a week before, and then it became 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I think at one point it became 2 months. I don't know what they're doing now. But this year, 50th anniversary of ISKCON, Vaisheshika Prabhu developed a program where he's encouraging and asking every devotee, if you can, distribute 50 books or 50 magazines or little books, whatever you can do. If everybody does that, he has a figure of how many millions of books we'll distribute. Just by each devotee distributing 50 books, rather than a small number of devotees distributing large numbers of books, if we can get large numbers of devotees distributing small numbers of books, we can reach even greater goals. So, now some of you are thinking, but I'm not good at book distribution. I don't even know how to distribute books. I don't know if I have time. Where do I get them? And so many things. What I'd like you to understand is that book distribution, it's so dear to Prabhupada that if you just make the effort to do it, you'll become inspired and you'll become very purified by this activity. Now, it doesn't matter how many books you distribute, but you will see from your own experience that if you just go out on book distribution and show the books to people, that in itself is wonderful service, because Prabhupada said if they just see the books, if they just touch the books, they'll become purified. So even if you didn't distribute any books, still the benefit of talking to people, telling them about Krishna, the benefit of them seeing you, the benefit of them seeing the books and the pictures is great. So if you don't go out, then you can't give people this opportunity. Another thing I'd like you to understand, realize, there are people that are looking for Krishna. And if you go out, inevitably, even if you're reluctant or a little fearful, you'll meet those nice people. And when you meet them, you'll realize that it was a good thing that I went out, because this person was interested and they really wanted a book. They really needed a book. And if I don't go out, how would I meet them? And you realize that there's so many people waiting for you to meet them. You just have to go out and meet them. So if you go out in Sankirtan in that mood, I'm out here, Krishna, send me that person, and just feel happy to approach people as best you can, to show them the book, that's perfect. And certainly by doing that, Krishna will give you intelligence how to do it, and you'll become inspired and you become enlivened. So this is the month to try it. If you could all try to distribute 50 books, that means only a few books in a day. And as it gets closer to Christmas time, it's very, very easy to distribute books. You know, it's Christmas, here, take a book, and et cetera, et cetera. We're helping people, it's Christmas time, can you give a donation? Try it. You'll feel very close to Prabhupada. You'll feel very purified. And certainly you'll meet people that really need Krishna consciousness and we're looking for it. So that's my humble request to all of you during this month of December. Do what you can, make a little effort. As Vaisheshika Prabhu says something, common sense, you can't distribute books if you don't have them. So have them with you wherever you go, even just at work or here or there. Your lunch break, you can go out and show the books to people, whatever. Don't be afraid, just be attached to showing the books. All that can happen is people could say, no, thank you. And even if they say, no, thank you, they've still seen the book, and they benefited in some way by your association. Hare Krishna.